check, 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 just so I can see your levels.
Check, check, check. How we doing?
Well, good which morning. One are you
I'll go. Be? I don't care. I can go over here.
Sure. Use that one. Yeah. Well, then use that one, then.
There's this one, too.
All right. How close do I have to be?
I mean, you can, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can drop it down if you want.
Does that work?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Everybody else, check, check.
Check, check. Test, 1, 2.
That's me.
Stabbing Caesar here. Me. 97.3 River Country.
Scooby-Doo. Can't say nothing.
Nash FM.
Nash FM.
I know, we used to be River Country, but our parent company took us over, right. And right. They switched us to Nash.
I'm like boxing you out here, man. You
have to you're right.
Well, you're like you got some captain in you.
There you go.
You got some yeah.
It's the wrong alcohol over there.
It is. Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah. All right. 97.3 Nash FM. We are showcasing Nash Next 2017 contestants. We've got Stabbing Caesar in studio with us. Welcome, guys.
Hey, hey Central hey, Illinois. How you doing?
Tell us, go around, tell everybody your names.
Adam Stevens.
Chad Camp.
I'm Scooby. I play guitar.
Jason King.
All right. Tell us a little bit about you guys as a band. Like, how did you get your start?
Chad,
Well, the band itself, I think it was just mainly a former band member. We came up with the Stabbing Caesar name, and that was a good 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we've been playing.
Started with an open stage. We used to do an open stage years ago in Pekin, and me and Chad and Sean, and then that ran its course, and we started doing one in Canton at the Brewing Q. Shout out. It's a family bar. Started doing another open stage, and Adam was there every week after week, so we asked him to join, and then the original idea came up, and here we are.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your music. Like, how do you classify your sound a little bit?
I'd say it's redneck rock from Fulton County.
Yeah!
We kind of cover, you know, it's the one thing we pride ourselves on our EP, Words and Music. We have 5 songs that each have a complete different style. It's kind of amazing. We're able to draw upon our influences and kind of have a blending mesh. It's really kind of groovy in a way.
America.
Result of the open stage, really.
Yeah. Speaking of your influences, what are your influences on your music, both as a group and individually?
We do a lot of, we listen to a lot of Grateful Dead, I think, is a good influence for Adam over here as well.
Yeah, I love the jam scene, but you know, we really, I think, draw upon everything from Allman Brothers to Blackberry Smoke to, you know, to even our friends in Bogart Jones. It's that kind of,
right arm,
you know, family vibe and cooking up the soul and the music. We try to capture the energy because we do have a lot of energy when we're playing, but
yeah,
It's kind of like the weather. It changes depending on our mood sometimes.
Yeah, right.
We draw upon everything, I think. You know, everything from, oh, good Lord, Stevie Ray Vaughan to all the classics, you know.
Yeah, even some of the heavier stuff, you know.
Even some of the heavier stuff.
There's some Iron Maiden in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
All right. So you guys have several original songs, not just the one that you submitted and the one we're gonna have you play here for Facebook as well. How do you go about writing? Everybody's got kind of a different writing process. Is it one person individually? Do you guys kind of write it together as a band?
I'm Scooby and I play guitar.
Both, really. Sean and I, the first original we worked on, Sean and I actually got together without the intention of really starting an original band. Just he said he had some guitar riffs he wanted to work some vocals out with. I've been writing lyrics for years. Adam's got some originals that, since he plays guitar and sings, he's able to pretty much hammer out and have them ready to, you know, ready to start rehearsing right off the bat. But so a little bit of both. I mean, some's individual, some's together, you know. Chad adds a great vocal blend and the 3-part harmonies.
Yeah, it's fun. I've done a lot of original music for quite a few years. This is probably the strongest original band I've been in, but you know, there has been a few along the way that also, you know, help with the writing of things and, you know, take ideas from one spot and how do they feel with you know, everybody else that's new or new to me in that aspect. But again, we've been playing, you know, so many years that it feels natural. So.
Right.
Yeah, we were able to sculpt out of our songs a lot of ideas and things that went together, like Desert Moon, for instance, started off as like a three-piece acoustic only vibe, you know, and we kind of made it an electric piece and went with it and then tracked it. And it's amazing through that creative process, you're able to see a song. It starts out here at point A, then along the way it makes it to its final destination. It really isn't anything how you created it. It's almost like giving birth to a piece of art, so to speak. But, you know, it's great that we were able to draw upon our influences, you know.
Yeah.
We try to do vocal harmonies. We feel it's, you know, in this day and age.
We all just got our own little part that we, you know, we play and put the songs together, and it just seems to work.
Yeah. You guys have been playing together for so long. Obviously, you played a ton of shows in the last, you know, however many years. What is your favorite thing about performing or just being in a band in general?
I think it's the kind of the on the go, on the fly. If we keep a lot of eye contact, we can kind of change anything right on site. Yeah. You know, as long as, you know, we've played each song so different, a lot of times we can mix them up and you know, kind of change the style that we're playing that song in. Sometimes it's the acoustic sound or the heavier sound. So it's, I think that's a good part. I like that, being able to just look at each other and know what they're thinking.
Yeah. I like making people happy.
Yes.
Yeah. You like seeing the faces of joy as you're playing?
Yep.
There's got to be like nothing like that, I think, just looking down at the crowd and seeing them having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sends chills a little bit when you look out and you see people singing.
It's wonderful to play covers and have people respond. Right, especially but when you're playing songs. Your own, you know, something you created and then seeing the response that you get from it.
It's like, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's Scooby, everybody plays guitar.
He's only allowed to say like two words.
That's it. He's got one sentence.
Right arm.
Right. But yeah, so tell us, so you entered Nash Next 2017, where the winner nationally gets a record deal with Big Machine. Their song is guaranteed to play across the country. But first, you need to make it into the top 10 at Twisted Spoke Saloon. So for those who are listening right now, why should you be included in that top 10?
Because we're going to have a great time, and they're going to have a great time. And that's kind of what it's all about, just getting together and making words and music come alive and just to make an impact on that moment. You know, we have played enough to the point where it's more about the audience giving us that feedback and enjoying that moment we're in. And right, that's kind of the band we are.
Yes.
A lot of good artists around there.
Oh, there are. A ton.
We just happen to be one of them, we think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, so many talented musicians in the area. But.
Absolutely. So tell us about the song Desert Moon that you submitted for Nash Next 2017. What's it about? What's the inspiration?
I wrote that song about 15 years ago, something like that, back early 2000s. I think it was it wasn't inspired by anyone in particular. I just decided to tell a story about a man trying to get back to his woman. Yeah. And, you know, they've been separated a long time and he wants to go home. And I brought those words to Scooby's house, and he had a guitar riff he'd been working on. We threw them together, rearranged some lyrics, had something halfway panned out, and brought Adam in. He helped finish the vocaling up, you know, vocal styles up, and then Chad came in and put some bass, a nice bass line to it, and then the harmony vocals and everything on it, those guys do, are just incredible. So that's... it was about 15 years in the process.
Wow, that's incredible.
in a way.
Well, we're going to play Desert Moon right here on 97.3 Nash FM. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And
yeah.
If you like Stabbing Caesar, be sure to go to 97.3NashFM.com. Give Desert Mood a rating, 1 to 5 musical notes. I think they would tell you give them 5 musical notes.
We like 5.
So that they can make it to the finale at Twisted Spoke Saloon. Here's Desert Moon now on 97.3 Nash FM.
Woo!